welcome to this edition of A Cup with Joe. It has been so long since we have done a podcast. We are feeling pretty excited about tonight's episode. We've missed you all. I know from the listens that we still get that you missed us. So we thought tonight we'd do a little episode just to catch up on each other's lives and happenings and what's new and what's old and just see where the night takes us. We have missed doing this. We always have a good time doing it. And with that said, I would like to introduce Matthew Lewis, the one and only Matthew Lewis, who has some sad news to share with us.
Yeah, it's a couple things. We'll get to the sad news last, but it's been 2 months to the day, because it's midnight now. Our last one that we published was August 13th.
Yes.
And honestly, like I don't know if we talked about Labor Day on the previous podcast, but it took us this long to recover. At least me.
Yeah.
Like, I was hospitalized. I was yellow. I had jaundice. It was a whole thing. That's the good news. Or that's the bad news. The good news is Cody is not here.
Yes. Yes.
Take a moment of silence for Cody, and that's over.
Thank God.
Yeah. No, he's fine, I guess.
Unfortunately.
But he's not here tonight. We're coming to you from Elmira tonight, which is a little, I don't think we ever actually recorded an episode here.
I do not believe we did.
In the house. We had a dry run one night when Joe had a prostitute here.
Yes, does
I'm
happen.
Kidding. That never happened.
No, it was, folks. Okay. Don't sugarcoat it.
Well, I don't know who's listening. So, let's catch up. So, from August 13th to November 13th, what have you been up to? I mean, I know, but tell the...
Tell
the 16 listeners that we
August to now, let's see. August, what comes up? September. Back to work. Back doing the moose thing, bartending, managing. Nothing new in the personal life. Nothing new in the romantic life. Nothing new in the social life, because I'm still hanging out with
Cody.
I was going to say Matt, but yeah, Cody on occasion. The only thing new, or some things that have happened since, you know, we last connected to our audience, we had a few good weekends, a few great weekends. The two that comes to mind, first and foremost, we had some weddings that we both attended.
Let's back up before we get into weddings.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So, we didn't talk since August. We've talked, but right. Not to these people.
I did nothing in the month of September.
Right, but our last podcast was the weekend before B Weekend of Labor Day. Sure. Any highlights of B Weekend for you? I don't have any.
I don't remember.
I have one highlight of the weekend after, which was the Labor Day tournaments.
Yep, go ahead.
We get called down to the ballpark, or you do.
I do remember.
And we go down in just bathrobes, but they're silky. And then we get a quick...
There are Hugh Hefner robes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's my Labor Day memory.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Labor Day, and then...
We were on a kid's horse.
We were not. Separately at different times we were, but it was a one-horse town. So that's my Labor Day memory. And then, now we can go to the weddings we went to.
First wedding was the wedding of our good friends, Aaron and Benny. We won't put last names out there,
no.
But our good friends, Aaron and Benny, though I was actually in the wedding. Great, great time, from the pre-wedding shenanigans to everything that happened in between to everything at the end of the night. It was just a great wedding.
Yeah,
it really was.
It was awesome.
Definitely in the top five of... I love weddings. I always either...
Slippers are getting picked up on the mic. And
apologies.
It's fine. It's just we try to do a good show here.
Wow. If IT guy, you know, would, you know,
if you take your slippers off. Go ahead. Tell me about the wedding.
For everything in between, it was a great time. From the very beginning to the middle to the end of the night, which none of us really remember that well, but... from that wedding, what were highlights? Your highlights that you would like to maybe expand upon?
I would love that. Funny pre-wedding story, which I may or may not have told you. I did, but you were so drunk that entire weekend that we didn't talk much. Thank God I have a key to your apartment. So I partied. Yeah,
thank God.
I partied the night before that wedding like an idiot. I had a friend that was home from out of town, partied with her, and... I was up till like 5 a.m., right? So this wedding in Elkland is at what, 5 p.m.?
Correct.
So dust myself off. I feel great when I get into Elkland. It's like a 45-minute trip from Elmira to Elkland. I feel great the entire way. Get to your apartment, make myself one mixed drink to pregame the wedding because one thing that my body needed was one more goddamn drink, and throw up violently, thinking I'm not, and I just go into this bad place. That I'm not going to the wedding. And I haven't seen my parents at this point since the last podcast, like Labor Day-ish.
Right.
And want to see them. I know they're going to the wedding. Cody's texted me like, hey, can you come get me? And I said, no, I'm not coming to get you. I'm not going to this wedding. It's over. He's like, dude, I was kind of relying on you. No. Well, yeah, bitch, you were, because you want me to give you a ride. Because I don't think his car runs on gas. I think it runs on hopes. And so whatever, I go pick up Cody.
Let's be honest, Cody's whole life runs on hopes.
So I go pick up Cody, get back to your apartment, and he's like sitting at the table by himself where we usually do this podcast. I'm on the couch, just pale, more so than normal. I'm not a tan man, but I look like Casper. That's bad. And Cody's like, what are you thinking about? And I said, I'm thinking about not going to this fucking wedding. Like I told you, I didn't want to go to 20 minutes ago. Put my nice clothes on. Coolest wedding. Thank God I went.
Yeah.
Because let's get to the nitty gritty. It was fun. I've never been to a wedding that it was open bar pre-ceremony. Like I've never sat in the audience with a drink in my hand at a wedding. It was awesome.
Right.
Loved it. I knew it was going to be not a weird wedding by any means, because it wasn't weird. It was a wedding. But I knew it was going to be...
And it was like kind of Halloween. It was Halloween
fall theme. Time.
You could come in a costume if you wanted or not. Took the
words right out of my mouth. Yeah. Like, I knew it was... There was going to be a lot of surprises when I read the invitation when I was at your apartment. Costumes encouraged. Yeah. I was like, oh, dear. Cody didn't even know if he should wear a polo. I said, bitch, it's got... Questions or costumes encouraged on the right thing, you're fine in a polo. That's my big takeaway. It's just like the pre-wedding. I don't know. I'll feed off you for in a minute. But
well, my excuse me. My big takeaway from the wedding was, I was in the wedding. Everything, the fun of, you know, getting around for the guys. And what was interesting is that I was actually, me and my cousin, Bobby, was actually standing up for the bride's side. And Benny, the groom, had a few ladies that were standing up on his side for him. So just getting around for the wedding, that was a lot of fun. We went to a friend of Benny, another friend that was in the wedding, went to his house, and they had a great setup and, you know, had a few drinks and cigars, and it was a great time. Then we get to the location of the wedding.
Which is where? It's worth mentioning because we talked about the 4th of July before.
The location of the wedding was actually at my family's property where we have the annual memorial fireworks show. And so we get the wedding stuff done or the pre-wedding stuff, the pictures and all that, and it was just a great time.
Yeah.
So
give them the best part. Give him the best part. You've all been fooled.
So,
hold on.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry because I asked you to talk, but I want to tell the audience what I was going through as I'm at the wedding. Mm-hmm. So it's open bar all night. You don't know this about Joe, but he loves a microphone, which is why he wanted to start this goddamn podcast. Anytime you see Joe with a microphone, he's either wanting to play bingo and announce, or he's giving a tour of something, or he's giving a speech. More often than not, it's a speech and or bingo.
And the funny thing is, I actually despise how I sound on a microphone.
Yeah. I think everyone does. Everyone's a little self-conscious of it. Yeah. But I go to the bar, and I'm walking back alone. I left Cody alone. I went back to my parents. I'm like, have you seen a little Asian boy? And they're like, yes. You mean Cody? Yes, Mom. I mean Cody. How many Asians do you know in Oakland? Anyway, I'm walking back from the bar, and I hear Joe get on the mic and go, I got something to say, and tell him what you said.
So, a year ago.
Tell him what you said, though.
So, I get on the mic. This is after the wedding, during the reception. Dancing, having a great time. They do the maid of honor toast. They do the best man toast. And I think they did the father-daughter dance and all that stuff.
The formalities were done.
Yeah. And they call me up on stage because I kept a secret for a whole year. And the secret was that the couple... Aaron and Benny, they had actually gotten married a year prior to this wedding in October in Topsail, North Carolina, where we vacation at. And I told them that if I was going to have to keep this secret for a whole year, that I was going to be the one at the wedding for everybody to tell everybody. So I get up on stage and I'm like, you've all been deceived. They have lied to you because...
That's what got my attention.
Yeah.
On the way back from the bar, I hear Joe on the mic going, you've all been... And he's pointing at the whole goddamn crowd. You've all been deceived. And I was like, me? What did I do?
And granted, I'm three sheets to the wind at this time. I'm drunk.
Yes.
I'm like, you've all been deceived because... On October 19th, 2019, Aaron and Benny were married in Topsail Island, North Carolina. And we had this plaque or this board made up with all the pictures. And
the picture board was almost a prop because...
Right.
There was like whispers in the crowd like, yo, is he for real? And then he's like, you don't believe me? Look at the pictures.
Yeah. And to... I had the audio of the wedding ready to go, but as drunk as I was, I forgot to start have it ready.
Yeah.
So a few people got mad that they were actually already married.
Benny was one of them. He didn't know. He left his own wedding. I'm just kidding. Benny will be on the podcast soon.
Oh, yeah. He wants to. Yeah.
His laugh is so fucking infectious.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it was a great wedding. And just a great time for two great people, friends of ours that we love with all our heart. And hopefully they have many, many, many years and anniversary parties to follow.
Funny story about that. They were the whole town of Oakland, because, I mean, like all 13 people. So I went to the Dollar General. Sold out of wedding cards.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sold out. So I bought him a 50th anniversary card and said, and then when I signed it, I said, now I don't have to get you one for your 50th, but hopefully you invite me, something like that.
I can't believe you just didn't rummage through and find mine and just open it up and write your name to it.
If I would have, I mean, don't think it didn't cross my mind, but...
Oh, I'm sure it did.
You were part of the... And I know you keep your cards pretty close to your chest now.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, we'll get...
Yeah, that's another story. And so the other wedding that took place in the month... Actually, a week later...
Ugh.
Matt has a new member of his family. His younger brother, well, his only brother, Cam, got married. Congratulations, Cam. You absolutely married out of your league. And so we went to Hornell for
and,
Cam's...
And out that? Of his gender.
No, same gender.
No. Cameron likes men.
Gotcha.
I meant to pause the audio, but gotcha. I didn't. You might remember Cameron from the episode Long Live the Queen.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We call him Queen because I always had my suspicions, but had to make Dad proud, didn't he? go ahead, though.
But we went to... The wedding was in Hornell, and we went up there, and...
I was in that wedding. I was the best man.
Absolutely. Matt did a great job as the best man. It was another great, great wedding.
Yeah. Like, if there was two weddings on opposite ends of the spectrum that were equally fun, it would be those two weddings.
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't know how to describe that unless you were at both. Because both of them were just outrageously fun, but very different weddings.
Yes. Like, how I would describe it, sure. One was a traditional formal wedding. Mm-hmm. Aaron Benny's was not a traditional formal wedding. It had parts of a traditional wedding, but...
I might have an analogy.
Yep.
And it's about the people who did the ceremony, if you will. So Aaron and Benny had a guy that did their ceremony. I don't know his name. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But, so this gentleman did the ceremony, ordained minister.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, Joe and I go to this Halloween party. You were also there.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me, dressed. He's got I think he might have been Wendy from Wendy's. Got a whole ensemble, orange hair, skirt. Comes up to me and he goes, Aaron and Benny. And I was like, yeah, I know who they are. He's like, I was the minister. And I was like, holy shit. On the inversely, Cameron and Kara had this guy named Deacon Bob, who I did not
like. And theirs was a Catholic wedding.
That's the conception of it, but it wasn't. It's a misconception, excuse me. But it was Catholic in mind, but not a full Catholic
wedding. No, it was not. I've been to a full Catholic wedding. No, it was not a full Catholic wedding, but it had parts.
The aesthetic of a Catholic wedding, yeah. Yes. But the deacon that did theirs, when he was deacon, he was sassy in a bad way. I asked him questions during... Let's get right into it. I asked him a question during the rehearsal. At the end of the rehearsal, I said, so what would you like for spacing-wise when Cameron and Carol walked down the aisle? I said, when should the maid of honor and I start to walk? He goes, we'll get to it. Didn't like that a bit.
Sassy.
A little bit there, Deacon Bob. Relax.
Yeah.
And he goes, we'll get to it. Well, homie, we're at the end of the rehearsal, and now is the time to get to it.
Right.
Never got to it. So when I walked Kelsey down the aisle, it was just, gave me a nod, walked down the aisle. I made eye contact with you walking down the aisle, made a little drink.
That was awesome.
A little drink gesture. So yeah, the wedding itself, super traditional.
Yeah.
Get to the reception. Nice place. I have to go take pictures.
Yep. Very nice.
And I hate taking pictures because, I don't know, there's a glare out the camera. I don't get to wear a hat. It's blinding. I think all the pictures I'm in, I'm not only pale, but I'm bald. So it's just it's just bad all the way. No one wins. I actually think that I'm just cropped out of every picture. Anyway, so I get on this bus and I get on the bus to come back to the reception. I text you. I said, get me two drinks ready. Right?
Yep.
Get there, and festivities start. You do all your normal traditional shit. Everyone gets announced. There's speeches. I have my hat on, so I'm comfortable. At the end of the night, I'm drinking... Let me back up. I look over at you when I first get there, after you give me my drinks, and your teeth are so stained purpley red.
You're right.
And I'm like, oh, Joe's wine drunk.
Yeah. So I made the... poor decision when we first, after the wedding, we first get to the reception. The waitress comes over and asks us what we want to drink. Instead of saying, oh, I just have a draft or a bottle, you know. She's listing off everything and she comes to the wine they have to offer. I'm like, well, glass of wine sounds nice. I just have one. Well, that one glass of wine turned into drinking wine the entire duration of the reception and night. And
it's worth mentioning too that there were only waiters and waitresses because of COVID.
Right.
We couldn't go. It was open bar, but we couldn't go up to the physical bar and order a drink.
Thank God.
They were pretty.
That would have been worse.
Maybe I'm speaking out of pocket, and like I was in the wedding party, so I might have had a little bit of push, but I thought they were. I thought they did a pretty decent job of getting everyone served.
Oh yes,
in terms of drinks,
yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
At the end of the night, I got frustrated. Not frustrated. Actually, not even at the end of the night. After my speech, cause there was pitchers of water on the at the head table and every table. It got all drank up, and I just handed the waitress up the pitcher, and I said, I just want lemonade and vodka. And she was like, in the pitcher? And I said, yeah, it'll save you trips. It'll save everyone time. Just at the end of the night, I was just dancing with a pitcher of lemonade and vodka.
Yeah, it was great goddamn reception.
Do you have any more reception memories? Because I have a next day memory.
The only other reception memory I have, well, I actually have a couple, is me dancing with a lady I've known for years. She's an older lady, but we had a great time dancing together.
She's my old librarian.
Yes.
She's my elementary school librarian. Yep.
And I mean, I've known her since I was, you know, a little kid. Her late husband and my grandfather, G, were best friends. But we had a great time. And the only other thing, you can tell this, when you looked over at me.
Oh, yes. I will tell that in a second. Yeah. I want to go back to the librarian real quick. So my mom was here for dinner earlier, right? And we still laugh about the picture that you have with the we'll just call her the librarian.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Leela, but we'll call her Leela.
Yeah.
So we laugh about that picture that you two have together. Leela's got this, in the picture, to give you some context, Leela's got this drapey, curtainy material sort of perfectly wrapped around her, we'll call them pilots, her boobs. And I didn't know, so Mom and I were laughing about that today. And I guess that she did it herself. She wrapped
it. Oh, yeah.
And then, and she had a little bit of a tail coming off of her. And the DJ tried getting it off of her. And she went, you can keep chasing it if you want. Like, this, I mean, she's probably in her 80s.
Yeah. Like, yeah, she's got to be.
And just the, I wouldn't say life of the party, but up there.
Yeah, she was having a great time.
She had so much fun.
She did.
So what you were saying, the everyone has like the father-daughter dance and the mother-son dance. Cameron and Mom obviously had a dance, and there was like a PowerPoint presentation on this screen, and like the music, everything was just right. And it's an emotional song anyway. Yeah. So I'm trying to keep it together at the head table, like just watching, you know, my brother and Mom dance, and it's emotional. And I'm starting to get a little teary-eyed, so I'm like, I'll look over at Joey's table where Cody and our friend Matt Bloom is sitting. I'm like, in my head, they're not even listening to the song. I look over at Joe, he's fucking crying, which just made me cry. It was cool, though, that Cameron also, it's worth mentioning, also danced with my Aunt Cindy, who's been like a sister and mom to, you know, we're very close with our aunt.
Yes.
You good with the reception now?
It was just a great wedding. So
we get back to the hotel. It's not far away. Far enough that no one should have been driving. Get there. Doesn't matter how. Mom. Doesn't matter how we got there. Just say this. Matt Bloom was not driving.
Neither was I.
And Cody can't drive. So we get there.
My God. Could you imagine?
Whatever. So we're having the, no, I can't. So we're having this, and I made the DJ announce like four times. The after party was in room 210. Do you remember that or no?
No.
He announced it. Didn't matter. No one fucking showed up. There was five of us in the room, get a noise complaint, like right off the bat. Like someone knocks on the door, we get a noise complaint, whatever. Cameron ends up showing up after he gets done at the reception. He's claimed to have some busy day. So he shows up because Kara's like getting in the shower and stuff. So he comes up and he's like, hey.
That's the plot line.
I know. Cameron shows up and he's like, hey, I was at the front desk and told him I was going to room 210. And they were like, tell them to quiet down because I'm coming back up there. The front desk guy said this. Right. So Cameron came up and gave us technically our second noise complaint. I guess there was another one in there somewhere, but it's foggy. Anyway, we go to bed at like 5 a.m. Matt Bloom and you are snoring in like unison, harmony.
Oh, we try.
You're on the floor, though, covered up in just a towel. No, I covered up with just a bath towel.
Yeah.
The next morning at 9 a.m., because my dad stopped by the after party briefly, because he couldn't figure out how to get in his room with a key card. I think that's the only reason why he came. He comes over at 9 a.m., and I don't know it's him, and I hear this loud knock, and I yell, fuck off. And he knocks again, and I'm like, Jesus, fuck. Somebody needs something. Go to the door, it's dad. I'm like, hello? And it smells like Chernobyl in this fucking bedroom. It's awful. Yeah. And he's like, is my tie in here, whatever? I'm like, yeah, I got it. I'll take care of it. And he looks down at you on the floor, Joe, and he goes, what the hell happened to him? I said, Dad, I have no idea, but I'm going back to bed. I have a late checkout at noon. Fuck off. And that's it.
It was just a great...
It was fun.
Great time, and... just congratulations to Cam and Kara, and hopefully they have a lifetime of happiness, just like Aaron and Benny hopefully will. And that's part one of catching up with a cup with Joe, and we will be back after these messages. Welcome back to A Cup with Joe. Hope everybody liked the little intermission. We kind of talked about nothing happening in my life, but there were a few things we missed to catch up in Matt's life. Do you want to take it from there? Or?
Sure, yeah. It's not much. Yeah. So Labor Day, that Monday, became single. Crowd goes wild.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is sad. Still unemployed. So please listen and tell your friends.
Yes.
Because this $3.79 we've made so far is not really...
Not gonna cut
it. No. I mounted a TV in the dining room.
Which is amazing.
That's about all I've done.
Well, you got a new entertainment system.
Oh, a new entertainment center.
Yeah.
For the TV in the living room.
Yeah.
Eventually, our goal is to do a video podcast so people can see where we're recording and our interaction. Yes. So eventually, they'll get the tour of the place.
Absolutely.
Joe helped me put that together. Got a new chair to the living room that's comfortable as fuck.
Looks amazing.
And that pretty much catches me up on my current events. So, single and newly decorated.
Single and looking, ladies, if any ladies out there looking.
Not or... looking, but if you want to come over, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking.
I'm always looking, you know.
Yeah. I'm not in jail. That's a plus.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had two great weddings.
It kind of segs. Do you have something to say?
No. Go ahead.
It kind of sets us up right now. We're prepping for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
This segment's probably going to be relatively short.
Probably. I mean,
we're just getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yep. We don't know how Thanksgiving's gonna go with everything, with the COVID and everything, but...
I did see today, just off topic, but it's actually on topic. Chicago is doing a 30-day stay-at-home order, and they've encouraged all the residents to cancel their Thanksgiving plans and stay inside, which is nuts. Like,
yeah. Well, I heard, I think this is true, but the governor of New York... you're only allowed 10 people
probably
in your house or something like that.
Probably.
Don't quote me on that, but I saw something like that.
Just so you know, no one quotes you on anything.
Well, some things they should, or...
Sure.
I mean, but...
After some fact-checking...
Well, I fact-check myself most of the time, so...
And then after Thanksgiving, Joe and I kind of had this idea, because Joe's birthday, December 7th...
Which is a date that will live in infamy.
Sure.
If you don't know what December 7th is, you need to look it up.
Hanukkah, right?
No.
I'm kidding.
I know.
But
are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about it off air. Right. We're going to have an ugly sweater party. It's a tradition that I've had here for... This will be the third year. They're pretty epic. Last year, someone's tooth got broken.
Which was fun.
The first year, I pierced someone's ear. I was giving out piercings.
Thank God I was not here. I don't think I was
you
here
were not
for that
here.
One.
No.
Thank God. Because it probably would have been me.
Nah, it wouldn't have been your ear. But so that's pretty much all we have to look forward to coming up. I don't think of any other immediate plans.
No.
But we might do something... We'll definitely do something around Thanksgiving. A couple weeks. We'll do some sort of episode.
Yeah.
And then we might do like a little live stream with some camera action for the Ugly Sweater Party.
Yeah,
which
I
would be
that.
Which would
yeah,
be fun.
I'm down to that.
Last year I had 7 Christmas trees in the house. So, we'll see.
That's a bit much.
They're strategically
placed.
But,
well, you like Christmas.
Oh, I love
more
Christmas.
Than
I
do.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I love it.
I used to love Christmas. I don't care for Christmas... The Christmas season, I should say.
Yeah.
As much as I used to. For personal reasons, but...
That's fair.
Yeah, if you... Want to waste the time putting up 10 trees, knock yourself out, you know?
Yeah, I figured you'd help me, but...
No,
anyway.
I will not. Yeah, I probably will.
Well, yeah, we'll come at you in the next couple of weeks, but if we don't talk to you before then, have a great Thanksgiving
yes.
and a safe Thanksgiving.
Yes,
and... if we don't before Thanksgiving, it'll be, we'll do one after that, and then we'll
yes.
definitely do one... Pre Ugly Sweater Party, during Ugly Sweater Party, and post.
It'd be my 35th, so.
Oh my God.
I don't know, I'm getting old.
Jesus. Yeah, people, please listen, because Joe's getting to that retirement
yeah.
age. He ain't never going to make it, but.
Yeah.
So.
If we don't hear or don't talk to you before Thanksgiving, we hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving. Stay hungry, stay humble, go Bills.
That's right. Ta ta.